Hey, welcome to the first episode of the Campus Relay for Life podcast. My name is Will Fadenhauer. I'm one of the members of the Southeast Regional Campus Leadership Team for Relay for Life, and I'm also on the CAC board at Lafayette College. This podcast is my way of sharing all of the ideas, personal connections, and thoughts that I've collected over my years spent volunteering for Relay. Every other week, if all goes as planned, we'll be sharing with you innovative ideas to help you improve your event, and we'll also pass along some important campus updates. Whether you're a staff partner, event lead, or committee member, our goal is to help you make your campus relay the best it can be, and to provide some entertainment and inspiration along the way. So, let's get started. This episode on the Campus Relay Podcast, we're discussing the best practices to keep committee members motivated and accountable. Joining me as my first guest is a fellow member of the Southeast Regional Team from the University of Georgia, Gabby Benton. Hi, Gabby.
Hi, Will.
So, what are some of the specific examples of things that you do to motivate your committee?
So, one thing, my favorite thing to do to motivate my committee is, instead of it just being a task where they're volunteering and selling things and raising money for this and coming to make things for that, I also like to make it a bit of a friendly group. So it's another way to build friends within the college atmosphere. So the way in which I ran my committee for the past 2 years was, instead of just having meetings, say, at a building where we discussed whatever topic we were discussing, I decided that rather than just having one meeting a month, we would choose to have, say, two, and one meeting would be that normal meeting you would expect where you cover business and things like that. But the next meeting would be that meeting in which maybe you go to dinner or you go to a sporting event or you go to the movies. But these meetings would be more like social events, basically just to get to know one another better. So in turn, it made the informational and required meetings much more comfortable. And then partnering outside of our meetings and things like that to knock tasks out and things, it made it so much better. And it really built a nice friendship within the whole group. So I had great experiences doing that, making sure that the committee, everyone on there, they know each other, they're friends. And the way we did that was, like I said, through the social meeting. That was my favorite thing of motivating my committee.
How did you decide what you were going to do each time for your social meetings? And how do you encourage participation for that?
Kind of getting to know each member and specifically asking, hey, what do you like to do? What would y'all be down for doing? Then in turn, kind of encourage them to come. So not that it was mandatory to be at that social meeting, but because it was something that we tried to make everyone, well, tried to fit everyone's best interest, they felt more apt to coming. They wanted to come, if that makes sense. So basically, for these social events, I didn't make them mandatory because they would happen at times that we wouldn't typically have, like a business informational mandatory meeting. So it was kind of just like come as you can. But I think that people got the feeling more as they came that the more I come to these, the better friendships and relationships I can build with these people. In turn, made their work a lot easier.
So that kind of answers pretty well what you do to motivate your committee and to get them to work well together. What do you do to hold committee members accountable for their work? I know that this is something that a lot of different people have had issues with, and it's frustrating when it all kind of boils down to just the presidents doing work. So what do you have a system in place to kind of hold people accountable for the work they signed up for in the beginning? Or is that kind of more of the same of what you've already mentioned?
Specifically, I have not had an actual plan in place just because I almost feel bad because they are volunteering. So for me to say, oh, you're going to get kicked off, it's always just been a little weird for me. And it could have just been the groups I've had. I've gotten lucky. But because we were able to build those friendships and relationships with one another, it made doing your work and holding your part more fun, but they also, I guess, felt held a little bit more accountable because now they weren't working for their strangers on their committee. Rather, they were working with their new friends on their committee. Another thing, too, that I probably should have mentioned in the first question, focusing on the mission of why we relay is something that is super duper important. I feel that when you sit down and you say, hey, I relay because reason A, it's so meaningful and it really helps people feel for one another. So that was the thing I did in one of my very first meetings is we did like this mini luminaria ceremony type thing. And we each lit a luminaria. And as I lit my luminaria, I would say, I relay because my mom is a cancer survivor and my best friend is currently fighting and has been. And then give a little more detail, obviously. But with that, it really set a strong foundation for the year because we all knew each other's stories. We all knew why each other was there. And that in turn, I guess, would say held them more accountable.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love the fact that you are always trying to keep it on the positive side and always use positive reinforcement, as well as the fact that you're still tying in the mission of Relay, which I think is important to always kind of keep people focused on that, because I think it, at times when you're in these leadership positions, they become stressful, and I think it's always good to kind of take a step back, remember why we're doing this, and try to encourage everybody or let everybody know that we're all in the fight together and we're all trying to work towards the same goal.
For sure. And another comment on that, people can sense when you are asking for donations versus when you're asking for donations and you're truly passionate about what you're doing. So this is just a recommendation for Relay in general, but really, really have your reason to relay, even it be your friend's mother, you relay because your friends go through this, that, and the other. But have your reason and be passionate about what you're doing. And I feel that starting your year or your committee or whatever it may be, starting it out on a note where you share your passions with one another, it really can build some strong foundations to carry on throughout the year.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for spending the time with me. And yeah, thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
All right. Next, I want to introduce a new segment that we're calling Write-Ins. This is when I want to read some of the ideas from those of you that have provided input through the Facebook page or by emailing us at relaypodcast@gmail.com. First, Destiny Stone from Illinois State University comments on Facebook that saying thank you and telling your committee how much you appreciate them goes a long way. Also, try to make meetings more exciting by including inspirational videos, interactive mission activities, or show up with baked goods every once in a while. Also, make sure you are not wasting their time holding a meeting about nothing. Every once in a while, it can be beneficial to cancel a meeting and give them a break. Letting them know you recognize their time is valuable is also huge. This is absolutely great advice. Thank you so much for posting that, Destiny. I can definitely attest that positive reinforcement works very well, especially because we're volunteering for a charity. And yeah, food is also a great option. You can get those massive containers of cookies for like $5, and then people have an incentive to come to meetings as well as something to munch on while you're talking. So thank you, Destiny, for that fantastic suggestion. We have another write-in from Stephanie Lanny, who is a community manager in Florida. She comments on Facebook that they have a little point system where committee members earn points for things like signing up a team, fundraising, coming to meetings, etc. When they reach a certain amount, they get their favorite candy or drink. This is fantastic and surprisingly similar to the first one. Yep, more positive reinforcement and more food. Two of the best things that you can offer people. So thank you for that, Stephanie, and keep doing good stuff down there in Florida. And now we have a few more suggestions that aren't really write-ins, but just other things that people have offered and that I've kind of noticed over the past couple of months while I've been looking for suggestions and that sort of stuff. This first one comes from another member of the Southeast RCLT. Alessia Riccio from Boston University says that they also have a point system. And that community or committee members have to attend at least 3 fundraising events, miss no more than 2 meetings and other mandatory events. This helps them with accountability. She says that committee bonding helps with motivation, and she suggests that you should get to know your committee members outside of Relay. Again, more excellent advice. Another one, this one is from Virginia Tech. They mentioned this on a campus on air webinar that the national team hosted a little while ago. They have DDD reports for their committee. So this allows committee members to tell the presidents what they've done, what they're doing, and what their difficulties are. So it essentially improves communication between the presidents and the committee, and at the same time holds everybody accountable for the work that they're supposed to be doing. And then we have another staff partner, Adam Ford, tells us that one of the best ways to make sure you have a productive committee is to have applications with interviews in order to select your committee at the beginning of the year. This will let them know that you're serious right off the bat. Then, once people have been selected for the committee, have them sign a contract or partnership agreement. Again, being forward with your expectations up front can make a huge difference down the road. It also gives you something to reference if a committee member isn't doing the work that they agreed to. And now another soon-to-be regular segment. This one's called Will's World, and its name will probably be changed. Anyway, this is the part where I get to share my personal experiences on the topic. As an ex-director of a campus relay, I've noticed a few things that work well. First, don't be the only one that talks during meetings or sends out emails. Mix it up. Have other people present at meetings, and it will help keep everyone more interested. Also, create a year-long timeline of all the projects, tasks, and goals you want accomplished over the next year. Then, distribute this to everyone on your committee. This will help all of the committee members understand why it's important for them to complete the items they've been assigned, and it keeps everyone much more organized. If you decide to use some of the ideas we've mentioned on this episode, and of course we hope you do, please keep in mind what Gabby mentioned earlier. As a volunteer for Relay for Life, you represent the American Cancer Society. Yes, Relay is incredibly important to the mission of the American Cancer Society, and therefore it's important that we succeed. However, we have to remember that although it can be frustrating at times, everyone there is volunteering their time and work, and we always have to remain respectful of that. Lastly, before we wrap up, I have a few announcements from the National Campus Leadership Team. This upcoming week, November 14th through 17th, is Advocacy Week. If you're looking for ideas on how to improve your campus advocacy, check out the most recent episode of the Campus On Air webinar, which is on the National Team's YouTube page. Also, if you're interested in becoming a member of the National Campus Leadership Team next year, you need to apply by November 18th. Applications and all other information about the NCLT can be found on the Campus Relay website, campus.relayforlife.org. That's it for the first episode of the Campus Relay podcast. We know it was brief, but we promise they'll get longer as we have more suggestions and try to tackle more topics. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions for our next episode, or would like to be on as a guest, shoot us an email at relaypodcast@gmail.com. That's relaypodcast@gmail.com without any spaces. Special thanks to Thomas Williams and Lafayette College Radio for helping to make this possible. Also, thank you to everybody that submitted ideas used in this podcast, and a huge thank you to Gabby Benton for working through some technical difficulties with us on our first episode. From all of us on the Southeast Regional Campus Leadership Team, thank you so much for listening. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please share it with other people you know that are involved with Relay. We'll be back with another episode in 2 weeks. Until then, keep up the good work.